Now, I personally think it's divided into three very definite sections here. And in my notes, I have divided it actually into three sections. The first two verses, you have the prayer of the prophet. And then you have the program of God, beginning with verse 3 down through 16. Then you have the position of the prophet, verses 17 through 19. And I think this gives a division of it. Now, in this program of God, I believe three men are in the background here. However, none of them are mentioned by name, because it is not the psalm of what any man has done, but it's a psalm of what God has done through man. And the men are not mentioned by name. Now, a great many see only two here. I believe that you have in verses 3 through 6, Abraham. And then in verses 7 through 10, you have Moses. And then beginning with verse 11, Joshua is mentioned down through verse 15. I believe that's the way that you would divide this particular section here. But many feel that actually Moses is mentioned here in this first section. Now let me read, beginning with verse 3. God came from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran. Now, these two places are cities in Edom, and they have to do, a great many think, with the children of Israel as they came up out of the land of Egypt. But actually, Abraham went down there first. You'll recall that Abraham went down to Egypt. And then you have this very interesting word here, Selah. And that is a word that we found in the Psalms. That again would indicate that this is a psalm. There is a different viewpoint as to what Selah means. Some of them think that it's a pause in the music, a breathing place. Some think that it means that this is where the drums come in and the music reaches a high crescendo. Well, I'm not very musical. Well, in fact, I'm not musical at all. And to me, I think of it as stop, look, and listen. That was on all railroad crossings when I was a boy. It was a cross put up there, and it says stop, look, and listen. And that is what I think Selah means here. God came from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran. Now sit up and take notice, God said. Be sure and hear this. And the singer is to really come down here, and the drummer, I want him to just pound the drums when we get here. Selah. And now this is to call the attention to, now whether it's Abraham or whether it's Moses, actually I think it's unimportant, because God was present with both of these men. And we have a marvelous, wonderful picture here of the glory of God. It says, His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of His praise. Well, that hasn't taken place quite yet. But certainly as far as Abraham was concerned and the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt, at first there was praise in their hearts. Of course, they became complainers and whiners the rest of the journey. But the glory of the Lord covered the heavens. And today, we need to be impressed as believers of the glory of our God. How majestic, how wonderful, how powerful, how gracious He is. How wonderful is our God. Now, let me read on. And His brightness was like the light. He had horns coming out of His hand. And these are spokes of light. As you know, when the sun comes up, rays of light shoot up. That's the picture of the approach of Him. I think when the Lord Jesus comes back to take His church, that the glory will be present. That wasn't when He was born in Bethlehem. And when He comes to the earth to establish His kingdom, His brightness was like the light. He had horns coming out of His hand. These are rays of light. and there was the hiding of his power. In other words, the glory of God so covered him that you couldn't see him. The very glory of God shuts out the glory of God, if you please. Oh, the majesty of his person. And that is something today that believers need to recognize and respect. Now it says, before him went the pestilence, and burning coals went forth at his feet. Now that could apply to the time of Moses in Egypt, the plagues, but it also could apply to Abraham, you see, who went down to Egypt because there was a famine. There was the pestilence in the land. Now, will you notice? Verse 6, he stood and measured the earth. And you remember, he said to Abraham, I'm going to give you this land. And God measured it out to him. And God has made the statement that he has lined up the nations of the world according to the way he gave this land to Abraham. And that's an amazing thing, by the way. It says, he stood and measured the earth. He beheld and drove asunder the nations, and the everlasting mountains were scattered. The perpetual hills did bow. His ways are everlasting. All the ways of our God are past finding out.